It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. On This Week in Agribusiness, we share a visit from Commodity Classic with Clint Schaefer, Director of Product Marketing for Platform and Distribution with the Climate Corporation. Visiting with Clint, we discussed how Climate Field View can help farmers save time and maximize profitability during the upcoming planting season.
We have the ability to allow farmers to create a science-based prescription in under 6 minutes. Having that time saving is critical when planting is in progress. You may pull into a field because of wet conditions and you have a different hybrid that's in that planter and you need to make those quick changes. Our farmers that used our advanced seeding prescription actually seen a gain of 5 bushel per acre at the end of the season. So all of those bushels add up, and these are the times when the farmers want those bushels. And those 5 bushels on our advanced seeding really starts affecting that bottom dollar.
See the entire interview by watching This Week in Agribusiness and learn more at climate.com. Some of you who were moving snow 48 hours ago may now have severe storms at your place this afternoon. That threat later this afternoon especially seems most prominent in the lower Ohio Valley. It was a perfect month of March for the Michigan Wolverines basketball team, winning 14 games in a row, including the Big Ten tournament title. But in April now, last night, in the culmination of it all, they weren't only beaten, but trounced by Villanova. Senior Duncan Robinson told the reporters, "You want something so bad, the ultimate goal is right there, and then you just fall flat on your face, honestly." From This Week in Agribusiness, as farmers looking now at their April page of the calendar on the wall are itching to get equipment out of the shed and onto their fields, Purdue University corn crop specialist Bob Nielsen says yes, early planting does favor higher yields, but does not guarantee them. Bob says throughout his state, the averages for planting date are not strongly related to the yield. Bob Nielsen says there are many factors that influence the yield per acre of the corn crop, and the planting date is just one. As I posted on Twitter this morning, this goes into the category of things that make you go, whoa, wow, yipes, oh crap. A farmer at Hereford, Texas, as part of his operation on what was a World War II prison camp. The Army Corps of Engineers built that camp to house 5,000 Italian POWs who were captured during the war in North Africa. Well, Joe Burns now farms part of that area where remnants of the camp can still be found, such as the old sewer system built by Uncle Sam. That sewer system, where the warm temperatures this week, in the 80s yesterday, have been bringing out the rattlesnakes. Joe posted last night on his Twitter account that his tally of rattlesnakes retrieved and has now hit 48. He said he's thought about putting anhydrous ammonia down in that sewer line to try to take care of the problem, but the sewer line is over a half mile long, and he thinks it could put a burn spot in one of his fields. And then Joe worries that it might not kill the poisonous reptiles. It might just push him out. That's the morning. You think you've got problems. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.